All right, now we got all the electronics added up, turned on. First, I actually pulled this sermon off of an outline that was out on the web. I took, and this is actually what I was going to preach on 2 weeks ago. And it's actually the measure of a strong Christian. And the first set of verses, or two verses, come out of 1 Samuel 16, verses 6 and 7. But it was talking that when God sent Samuel to anoint the new king of Israel, he learned that God's measures were completely different than what man's measures are, by what he actually sent him to do, and from what he was actually, the person he was actually looking at. And you can see, it's 1 Samuel 16, verses 6 and 7. Make sure I'm right. It says, when they entered, he looked at Eliab and thought, surely the Lord anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because he rejected him. For God does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. So we can see right away, I mean, we all know it. God, we can take and fool, honestly, you could fool anybody in here for a while. But no matter what you do, you're never going to fool God. You can take and you can be here and be a very upstanding person, and people may not catch on. But no matter how long it takes somebody here on earth to catch on, God knew it when you started. Whether or not you're sincere, he knows your heart. And we can see that. And the same is true today with what, because a lot of times we will measure people and we look at their appearance. You look at what kind of clothing they have on, what kind of car they drive. Sometimes you look at them and you're thinking, okay, well, this person's got to be pretty well done, pretty well to do. It seems to be an upright person, seems to be one that will deal fairly with me. Then you see somebody that maybe they've got on a torn overalls and their hair is ratty, and I don't know if I want to deal with him as much. I try to deal with the person itself. I'll try and stand over here. The reverb picked in. But anyway, we do see that in today's society. But the question is, again, what is the measure of a strong Christian? How do you actually judge whether a person is strong or not? And today, you can take, would you judge by how often they're at church? If someone is here Monday night and Tuesday night, or Monday night and Tuesday night, I'm going to work here. If they're here on Sunday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, is that better than someone who is, that may miss on a Wednesday night because of their differences? They're not, maybe they're stronger with, you look at them as being a more faithful brethren, a stronger Christian, if they're here every time the door's open. For some of us, that's an option. Sometimes that's not an option. Sometimes work gets involved and you can't be here every time the door's open. And whereas if you take, sometimes you take and base it on if a person is a strong Christian, how much are they involved in the church work? How often are they actually there to take and pick something up new? As far as dealing with studying or Bible classes, actually leading a Bible class or teaching evangelism classes, or going out for visitation programs. If this person stands, you always have somebody that's volunteering to do all this stuff. Do you look at them that they are a stronger Christian than maybe somebody that doesn't? It may be an issue more, the person that doesn't, they may be just as strong, but they don't feel as comfortable dealing with people. Sometimes the people who you take in even getting a leadership's abilities. Certain people have better leadership skills. Some people have are better at following behind. So you see, if you get men that are considered strong Christians, if you do you consider them a strong Christian because they're leading a singing or they help serve on the table, or maybe if they do a prayer that makes them a little bit stronger than what, or women, are they considered to be a strong Christian if they teach a children's class? I mean, or they prepare the communion, come in, clean the buildings on their own. Those are the world's way of looking that, well, that's a strong Christian. The issue with that is that tends to be looking at what the outside man is. Like I said, you can fool somebody into believing some things for a while. But you can take and make your appearance appear to be that I'm here, I'm strong, I'm ready to go for the Lord. But you may not be as much as you think you are. Or you may not, the other person that you're looking at, you may say, well, they're up here doing the Lord's work. They're leading a prayer. And think that they're a little stronger than they actually may be. And that's, like I said, that's the way you're looking at the outside man. God knows for sure what's on the inside. And if you don't get to know the person, then you're not going to take and know what they're actually like. Whether or not they're trying to, I guess, shine you on is one way of saying it. They're trying to lead you that, yeah, I'm this great person. I'll never do you wrong until I do. But that can be done just by acting like you're a great person. Being a good moral person sometimes is not being a good Christian. And it comes back to, it's kind of like the Pharisees is what I'm thinking, where I was going to go with this. The Pharisees knew the law. They knew exactly what the law meant. They knew it to the dot. They knew where the period was supposed to be at on each sentence. They knew any little mark that needed to be above each word. But Jesus called them whitewashed sepulchers. So basically, he took and told them, you walk the walk, but you're definitely not talking the talk. You're not taking and doing what God wants you to do. You're doing, kind of like we said this morning, doing it more for the fear of what is going to happen to you than actually doing it for the love of God and doing it for the love of the people around you. And we can see it, I'll say you can see that as actually happens around. Going back to Galatians 5, 22 and 23, I think I've got that one marked. No, I don't. We'll find it real quick. But Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23 talks about that you have people who put on a good show, and some of us can do it. Some people couldn't lie to you if they tried. But in Galatians 5, 20, verses 22 and 23, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." So we can see that's how you measure a strong Christian, by God's law. We can see that God wants us to be that person all the time. He wants us to be a loving person and a gentle person. And if you notice a person that has those qualities that's in them, and they do attend church, then you can tell that they're a godly person. There are people, I don't know anyone in this congregation, so it's pretty simple to say, but there are people that will go to a church for what they can get. They are there, and they may be there every time the door opens just to take and be a show, but it's just because I might take and be a car salesman and I can maybe talk Kurt into buying a new car. Maybe I'm sell whatever, and or I'm a financial advisor, and if I take and go to this church, there's several rich people that's in this church. I can tell by the way that what they drive. If I go start attending this church, maybe I can talk them into funneling their funds to me. So there are people like that. And they use the church to benefit themselves and not benefit God. They will use the church to take and, well, like I said, they benefit themselves. They do anything that they can to make themselves look good, to make people think, yes, I am a good Christian. I will volunteer for all this stuff to help make people think I'm a good person, but what they're in it for is more for the show. Just with story of the Pharisee where he goes up to pray. When he goes up to pray, he prays out loud. He prays in front of everyone so everyone can see him. But then we see the tax collector was off to the side. He bowed his head and he was praying to God to forgive him for the sins, because he may not have done anything wrong, but he wasn't doing it because out there beating his chest like the Pharisee does. Like sometimes you do see. Like I said, I don't see it in this congregation. That's not the reason I'm bringing that up. I'm just bringing it up just as that is something that is out there when you deal with other people, that sometimes there is someone, even though they claim to attend a church, and they may not be everything that they say they are, or they may not appear or be what they appear to be. And sometimes you take and if you get up here and you preach a good lesson that makes everybody feel good or pricks their soul, gives them a little tinge in their soul and makes them think about what they're doing, but then I walk out the door and I do exactly what I told you. What I just preached on, do exactly the opposite of what I just did and preached on, then that's something we need to look for. But as far as the true measure of a Christian, we can see that in Galatians. We see it throughout the Bible, that God will base on what is there, what your heart says. We all see the outside of what a person is. I have a pretty good feeling from everybody out here in the audience of what I know what they are. It's fairly safe to say, one from being family, one from being Christian family, and one from being knowing them for so many years, that I know the people that I'm dealing with are trustworthy, they're Christians, and that they want to take and do what God wants them to do. And why I got on that tangent, I don't know. Other than the point of saying, yes, I did not think that anyone here has that problem. That's not why I brought this one up. It was just the point to bring up of what God's measure is compared to what the human measure is. The human measure is strictly on appearance. If I showed up at another church to preach wearing what I've got on tonight, they might have a different appearance or thought of me than if I walked in the next week with a three-piece suit on. It's all about the appearance to some people. But God, we know, God bases it on our heart and what's in our soul. And I always pound my heart, but it's in my heart. It's in my soul for God. And that's what God is looking at. He can see it from wherever he's at. He knows what we're going to do ahead of time, and he knows if we're doing something, if we're doing it for the right reason, or if I'm doing it to look at me, which there's a lot to look at. But anyway, I had to throw that in there. Like I said, it was just a quick lesson to kind of bring forward that what God's measure is, that his measure is definitely different than what man's measure is. We all know that God has always seen differences that man will never see. You can go in a pitch black room, and no matter what I do in that pitch black room. You may never see it, but God knows it. And that's one thing, that appearance doesn't matter. That God knows what's in your heart. And if you do what you're doing in your heart is right with God and working for God, then you'll be in great shape. And to take and just always strive to work for God. Like I said, this was not a lesson aimed at anyone. I can't even say that I was aiming this one at myself. It was just more of a reminder for us to take and remember what God looks at compared to what human looks at. And because we may have somebody that comes in here in a pair of ratty old overalls, one that needs the Lord, and we need to take and look at them just like anybody that walks up here and they pull up in a Cadillac with a three-piece suit on. Well, they need to be sitting in the same spot. They both need to be sitting in that pew. We don't need to have one in the back and one in the front. We need to take and look at them and look for their soul and look at what they are doing, and pray that they are here because the Lord wants them. They want to be with the Lord, and they want to be there in heaven with Him at the end. So, like I said, this was just a short, brief lesson, but